Good day, beloveds. These devotionals are always a blessing to me, and I hope today's one will be a blessing to you as well. I want to continue to talk about making it through a storm successfully. And you know, whenever we go through a storm, we can be very tempted to have the wrong outlook on things and to really see problems as bigger than what they really are. And we need to make sure that we continue to have a right perspective. And we have a right perspective by remaining in a place of rest. So that is the key that I want to give you today that will help you to make it through a storm or any challenge successfully. And that is to stay in a place of rest. You know, we are at our best when we are in a place of rest in our hearts by trusting the Lord and by focusing on His promises. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 11, so let us do our best to enter that rest. So we need to do our best to enter the rest that God has for us. And in Matthew chapter 11, we see that Jesus invites us whenever we are heavy laden, he says, or whenever we are weary or full of worry and anxiety, he invites us to come to him. And he says that when we come to him, we won't be filled with more worries, or he won't give us more problems and things to do, but he will give us rest for our souls, the Bible says. And that is Jesus' desire for us, is to really experience rest continually. You know, some people live in a state of worry, and every now and then it gets interrupted with rest. But God wants us to live in a state of rest, and it can every now and then be interrupted with confusion or storms and the things that happen. But He wants us to always experience that rest, even when we go through a storm. And that is something that will really help us to make it through that storm successfully. So do your very best to remain in a place of rest. And that might mean that you need to focus more on His Word than what you have been in the past, that you might need to put off the news channel every now and then. Maybe you need to pray in tongues to build yourself up more in faith and in the love of God. But do your best to get into that place of rest. And it will really enable you to have a godly perspective towards problems. You know, the Apostle Paul talked about his problems in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. And he called it light afflictions, which is but for a moment. And you know, his afflictions were worse than the afflictions we currently face. I don't care what's happening at the moment. I don't think it's nearly as bad as the persecution that he faced. But he called it light afflictions, because he had rest in his heart. He trusted God. He experienced the love of God even when he went through difficulties. And that's why he had a godly perspective towards problems. And it is really walking and living in that rest that God has for us that will enable us to do the same, and that will cause us to make it through a storm successfully. So do your best today to remain in a place of rest. You are highly favored and deeply loved. We'll be right back.